All right, boys and girls, we got a podcast for you today. This was recorded a couple days ago on the Daily Thoughts for our Elevated Mentorship private clients. I thought it was a good one to go ahead and give to you guys. Really talking about, like, you know, why you should at least give 100% your best and at least try. And, like, really there is no failure overall. And really giving you my idea behind and some examples of, like, when I failed as well, too, and how I've utilized that to my best advantage. So, for those of you who don't know, welcome to No Bullshit Podcast. My name is Daniel Contreras. I help barbers and run a company called New Era Barbering, where we help barbers scale up to 20K a month, charging $200 plus a haircut, being able to help them get new clients in any area whatsoever. Not only have I done this, my business in Sacramento, California, scaling from $20 cut to 150, but I've also helped other barbers currently make over 20K a month in not only the US, Canada, and also Australia market. So I'd say that all to just say, I've not only have I done the work myself, but I've also been helping barbers and currently doing the work in today's market. So everything is applicable to yourself. Per usual, if you find this podcast valuable, go ahead and share it to one friend. I think, again, too, this is going to be very valuable for anybody who wants to actually get ahead in business as a barber. So without further ado, go ahead and here is the fucking podcast. I talk about embarrassment a lot. I talk about pain a lot. And their utilization in growing a business and helping you push past barriers, push past hard times. And I think I go over this a lot, but I think we also forget the mechanism that sparks the pain or sparks the embarrassment, right? So if you're not feeling motivated enough, you're not feeling driven enough, right? You don't feel like you have a common enemy. It's like, okay, well, how do these things even come about, right? Like think about, probably you could think back to the first time you ever embarrassed or first time you felt a lot of pain. And wanted to make sure people paid for that. And people never felt that. You never felt that again. Whatever goal you wanted to go after. You didn't manufacture it, right? You didn't manufacture that moment. You didn't, like, creatively come up with this. It was kind of like something that just popped up on you, right? But the more I've kind of gone through my life, the more I've kind of analyzed, like, these moments and, like, how they come about. Again, you don't want to, like, manufacture them artificially, right? Because then it's not going to feel real. But you want to think about, how do these things come about? Well, they come about from having audacious goals that you don't believe you can, like, again, to, like, others don't believe you can achieve, or it's kind of like a big stretch for you, right? Like, for me to go ahead from, like, where I am right now, I'm sitting about, like, 197 right now. It's like, if I have an audacious goal of being, like, a 245-pound lean fucking 5'9", dude, like, you know, that's a fucking audacious goal. Like, that's pretty... it's pretty wild, right? Well, even, like, let's say where I am right now, I'm, like, one day competing for Olympia. I don't know if I ever want to even, like, bodybuild, compete, whatever. But I'm just saying, giving that as an example, right? And then I start being very vocal about my audacious goals, right? I don't keep them to myself. I start being vocal to other people, right? I am going to do this. I am going to achieve this. I am doing this. And then you back that up with the action of, like, you are actually physically doing it every single fucking day. And people see you doing this. They start believing you a little bit. Like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. Now, this is called trying, right? This is called trying to go after a goal. You have a vision, a goal set. You have a hypothesis of what you believe it will take and what you have to do in order to achieve that goal. And then you do it every single fucking day, hopefully, right? If you're actually trying. Now, the beautiful thing about trying is that trying doesn't mean you're going to succeed. There's always a chance of failure. And this is where the thing comes about. When you try something and achieve a lofty high goal and you fail miserably in front of everyone who you told, I am going to do this, and you get embarrassed, that's when you go ahead and feel that pain. That's when you want to go ahead and be like, you know what? I fucked up. I didn't take it serious enough. I went ahead and slacked off at this moment in time. I yada, 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 whatever the fuck you did to go ahead and ensure that you didn't hit that goal. And that will create a lot of learning, and then that will create a lot of fire in the next big audacious goal for yourself. Like, okay, I've experienced this pain of trying. Now, you've experienced the pain of actually trying to get to the goal, right? And again, so you failed, but you know and understand what needs to happen next time in order to not fail. And you're going to ensure, like, oh, hell, okay, cool. I'm not going to slack off. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to, again, to, like, take it not so serious, whatever it may be. Now, here's the key a lot of individuals have, all right? Now, we're all going to fail at something, right? But there's two pathways you could take. You can, again, too, you could, well, really, let me explain it like this. There's really only one pathway everybody takes. When somebody feels pain, they want to ensure they never feel pain again. There's two options you can do to ensure you never feel pain again. One is like what we just said prior. Person says, ah, I know where I fucked up at. I'm going to make sure I never feel this way when I try again. The other says, ooh, pain? I don't want to feel this again. I'm going to stop trying. Fuck that. I'm just going to stay comfortable and stay in my little house. I'm going to stay under a rock and stay here for fucking ever, right? And that, to me, is like one of the worst things to do, when, especially when you're trying to grow a business. You need to understand the role that pain and embarrassment plays and use it to your advantage, right? Because again, too, when you think of it like a trigger, right? Again, too, either you're going to try, you're going to get embarrassed, you're going to fail in front of everyone. And if you it can take it the right way in terms of like, oh, wait a minute, this is great learning for me. Awesome. First of all, I'm so embarrassed, I never want to feel this again. So that's going to be internal motivation to make sure the next thing I go after, I never want to go ahead and make the same mistakes. Now, what mistakes did I make? If you think about the mistakes you made, A, B, C, D, write all these out. Cool. Now, let's go ahead. I have a different goal. I think I can achieve this as well too. I still have a high lofty goal. Let me take another crack at this thing, except with all these examples right here, right? Or again, too, you could just be like, oh my God, so much pain. I never want to feel this again. I'm just not going to try anymore. I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to be quote unquote realistic. Terrible mindset to have, in my opinion, right? It's like a terrible way to take that gift, right? And in that sense, you almost see the action of trying as like the igniter as for prolonged motivation, because two things are going to happen. Either you're going to fail miserably in front of everybody, you can learn from that, or you try and you achieve the goal, now you build confidence in yourself. And I think I see too many of you going ahead and trying something and then failing and then wanting to revert back to like, no, I'm doing good. This happened to me as well too. I can empathize with this, right? Again, I talk about the pain of being cut from my community college baseball team before I even got into barber school, right? And so what I did, I was like telling everybody I'm going to make this team. And in my mind, you couldn't tell me otherwise. I was going to the fucking big leagues at one point in time. I was going to get drafted. I'm only 5'9". I'm going to figure it out somehow. My favorite player was Dustin Pedroia. I'm like, if he can do it, I can fucking do it too. And this is where, again, too, this failure, this big dream, like it comes into play. Cool. I have a big dream. It's like odds are stacked against me, but I want to at least try, right? So again, too, I go ahead and train, go off to the community college baseball team. I'm not that good, okay? I'm not as athletic as so. Like, it's the first time I'm seeing some really fucking athletic freaks. And this is just community college. This isn't even like a D2. Like, we had a guy bounce back from Sac State, which is like a D2 college, who was fucking incredible. Like, skill set, speed, arm, bat, everything, defense. And I'm like, holy fuck, this is a D2? What about D1, guys? What the fuck? My eyes started getting big. I'm like, oh my God, I am like way far behind, right? But again, too, because I failed miserably, was telling everybody, I'm going to do this thing. From that moment on, for about 2 to 3 years, I stopped trying. And I can tell you this, when I stopped trying in life, it was the most depressive fucking thing I've ever done. Yes, I went into barbering shortly thereafter, but guess what? I stopped trying in school. I mean, I wasn't even trying to begin with, but even lesser after that, like, because I was like, fuck, I'm not even playing baseball. I'm just going to, like, I just would show up high to class. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to, like, sit here and chill, maybe talk to a girl here and there, and then kind of go home just so my parents think, like, you know, just go out of the house just so my parents think I'm actually doing something with my life, right? And then when that ended, I was like, all right, well, I was just so afraid of trying. I'm like, oh, should I do the barbering thing? I'm like, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to have like super high lofty goals because I don't want to let myself down. You already see how this thing's building into itself, right? This little like seed of doubt now. It's like such a virus. And so I'm like, oh, but you know, I don't want to have too high of goals. Like, I want to keep things realistic. And for 2 years, guess what I got for results wise in my life? Charging $20 a cut, making $2,000 to $4,000 a month, miserable as fuck. this is what these things allow you to do overall. Like they kind of hinder you in the long term. They stop you. They stop you from taking chances, from taking leaps. And there's a lot of things that went into my life. Like again, too, like my dad passed away at 21 years old. For 2 years, I was a depressed little fuck. And like again, too, I wasn't trying. And like I think it just came about like while I was cutting hair, I'm like, man, I need to start trying. I'm 21 years old. This can't be it for me, right? I don't just want to cut hair for the rest of my life being stuck behind a barber chair. I have to, and like, I know if I don't do anything, if I don't do anything, nothing's going to change, right? They legit stay the same. If I do exactly what I'm doing every single day of the week for the last 2 years, for the next however many years the rest of my life, I'm going to have the same results in life. Nothing is going to magically happen unless I make it happen. And I was like, I have to start trying again. And it was one of the most scariest things possible. I did not want to put myself out there, right? Like, I trust me, like with a lot of you were like, oh my God, this is scary, like to promote my business. I empathize. I was the last person whoever wanted to put their business out there. I probably posted maybe 2 times on Instagram a year, right? Even as a barber during that time period, maybe one of those was like a haircut that I felt mediocre about. And even then I was like, oh, maybe I should take it down. But I was so fearful, man. I hated the fact, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I just remember like shaking sometimes, getting overwhelmed. Like, oh my God, I'm going to try this again. Should I tell people like, oh, I'm like, this is, I'm going to start like growing my business. What am I going to do? Like, oh my God, what if I fail? And I say all of this because I know there are a few of you who are in that same mentality, who have tried, failed, and now afraid to try again or go and shoot for lofty goals. So you dumb down your goal. You lower the stakes so it's not that risky for you to fail. And I'm telling you right now, there's nothing worse than going ahead and doing that with your life. Because again, too, you'll be so surprised at how much you can achieve if you take the right mindset of just overall, okay, cool, I failed before, where did I go wrong? Learn from that, apply that next time, and you might not accomplish goal next time, and that's okay. Because that can go ahead and go into more learning for next time, but you have to fucking try. Like, life is a game of iteration. Every single moment, every single point is a data point for you to look back and be an assess and be like, got it. How can I improve on this? How can I ensure that next time I might get one step further? It might not get me to the goal, but just one step further. And if you do that 100 fucking times, just get 1% better every single time. Doesn't matter if you're 0% good at anything. You become 100% great at everything or that one thing if you keep pushing forward. So for you, today, this week, what I want you to focus on, look in your life. Where did you stop trying? Where did you go ahead and set your goals lower than what you know you can achieve? Where did you start playing it safe? Because that is where you want to go ahead and start attacking first. And I'm willing to bet if you do that with yourself, just starting today, number one, you're going to start feeling a hell of a lot better about yourself. There is nothing wrong, and I don't think there's anything bad that comes with actually attempting and trying and pushing yourself forward to attempt a huge goal. It's so invigorating. It like literally lights me up. Secondly, if you go ahead and start doing that, look at where you're at. Then I want you to refrain from like, okay, from my past experiences that got me to stop taking action, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong about this? And then focus on just one or two simple things to say, okay, if I just don't do this, I'm going to get further, right? Because at least that moment in time, you know for yourself, you're not going to fail. You're not going to fail like you did last time. You might not accomplish everything you want, but you're going to make progress. And that's what you have to be looking for. Because again, too, you want to be making forward progress every single day. Nothing is worse than just staying the same place for the next 50 plus years because you're too afraid to fail in front of everybody again. Because everybody in their life fails at one point in time, even myself. And now I welcome it. So go ahead and attack the day, boys and girls, and keep on fucking up the industry. All right, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast episode. I hope you at least brought you some type of value. If it did, go ahead and share this with one friend per usual. And until next time, I will see you on the next No Bullshit podcast.